I'm going to have an opportunity to answer some questions for the press. I'll make a more extensive statement later, but I just wanted to say thank you to all the leaders who are represented here today and the GCC for its participation in what I think has been an excellent summit. The GCC countries are some of our closest partners, and they are in a region that we all know is going through some extraordinary changes and some great challenges. But fortunately, because of the depth and breadth of our cooperation and our partnerships, we've been able to strengthen each other and to work together to counter terrorism, to deal with issues like nuclear proliferation, to address the problems of conflict that are causing so much misery and hardship for so many people. The discussions we had today were candid. They were extensive. We discussed not only the Iranian nuclear deal and the potential for us to ensure that Iran is not obtaining a nuclear weapon and triggering a nuclear arms race in the region, but we also discussed our concerns about Iran's destabilizing activities in the region and pledged cooperation around how we can address those in a cooperative fashion, even as we hope that we can achieve the kind of peace and good neighborliness with Iran that I think so many of the countries here seek. We discussed the conflict in Syria. We discussed the situation in Yemen. We discussed countering violent extremism and specifically what additional work we need to do with respect to Daesh. And I was very explicit, as will be reflected in the joint statement that we released, that the United States will stand by our GCC partners against external attack and will deepen and extend the cooperation that we have when it comes to the many challenges that exist in the region. So I just want to say thank you to all of the participants here today. I think it's been an excellent conversation. There's a lot of work that will be coming out of this summit, as reflected in the joint statement. And because we want to make sure this is not just a photo opportunity, but instead is a practical, concrete series of steps to make our peoples more secure, I've committed to accepting an invitation from the GCC to have a follow-up meeting next year in which we will be able to report on the progress that's been made. Again, I want to thank every one of the countries that are represented here today, as well as the General Secretary and the GCC for their extraordinary leadership, their friendship, and their commitment to working with the United States.